Welcome to the new Subspace.net radio show. Yes, that's right, we're bringing the old radio show back after its long time of being off the air. Woohoo!
In our radio shows, we will be including news, interviews, discussions, and much, much more.
We got a big radio show ahead of us, so let's get started. Let's start off with the news headlines. Evok from Extreme Games has decided to step down his position as co-sysop. He has made this decision after realizing he has been too busy at the university and working 12 hours a day. Zeus has been promoted to co-sysop to work with Point Man, and a few other changes have been made in the staff to fill this gap.
Who let the dogs out?
Possum from Possum's Owner is working on her fourth update. This update is proven to be another big update. She plans on adding more player submissions, more photos from the photo gallery, and much, much more. The winner from this last issue, the third issue, was Breeder, submitting in the portable subspace kit.
What can I say? The 17th Parallel finally got a website. I currently do not know the status of our web designer, but hopefully we will have this site completed soon.
Me and Questioning Silence have both seen the design and layout for the new SubspaceArena.com website, and I must say it is a very promising website. I have seen player archives, scores, commands, arena status, and much more. They even got a special section for news on very popular zones in subspace. So what are your thoughts on the new website, Questioning?
Well, Rude, it's a very informative site with tons of content and a very well put together design.
Yes, and some of the things I have been noticing is the coverage of each league. They've got special coverages on Extreme Games, Trench Wars, Death Star Battle, Star Warzone, Euro, Chaos League, Warzone League, United League, Dueling League, Amateur League, Pro League, and Powerball League. All of those leagues, they have tons of coverage on.
I would have to agree, Rude. They have specific information such as news, schedules, results, standings, and squads. I would also like to remind you all to check out the AOW and SNS2 events. AOW is hosted on every Friday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. SNS2 events are hosted on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. AOW consists of flag games, zombie events, bounty rabbit, and other such events. SNS2 consists of scenarios such as Dawn of the Dead, Braveheart, and Tunnel Wars. You will find both of these events in SSCX SCF West.
A little subspace.net news for you. Of course, we have gotten the forums back online if you haven't noticed, and you will be able to log in if you just sign up again. We have not been able to save the usernames after the last server move. Also, we are working on updating the interactive menu, the right menu for subspace.net. We will be adding back everything like the spotlight, the hot zone, and the hot site. Right now, our current weekly poll is, in your opinion, is subspace truly dying? The current results are 58.29% of you voted no, subspace is not dying. The people that voted yes was 23.53%. Not sure said 13.37%, and don't care 4.81%. Well, this ends the first edition of the subspace.net radio show. I'm Rude Awakening,
and I'm Questioning Silence,
and we are signing off for this edition. Thank you.